Secretary Peterson.
Hello.
Mr. President, how are you?
Hi. I wanted you to know that I had directed Ziegler because of these damn grand jury leaks that I and any talks I had with you that I specifically do not want to know what in substance was said. So, and I want you to bear that in mind because I don't want to be in a position where I might inform somebody else, you see.
That's, Mr. President, refresh your recollection. You told me that very early in our, our early meetings.
Right,
and
right. And, but I want you to be sure that that is, that you remember that and we said it because I, the second point is what I would, however, like to know is, you have Mitchell today?
Yes, sir, he's in the grand jury now.
How long will that be, do you think? Will he be there several days or one day? Or?
Will he be there several days? No, he will not be there several days. I don't, you know, we may have to recall him.
I see.
My guess is he'll be out of there today.
Right. The other thing that that occurred to me, I just as a matter of the strategy which you might impress upon, it seems, the prosecutors, it seems to me, Henry, that the dragging of this thing out is going to make your problem increasingly difficult with the leaks and the statements that Magruder and Dean are making publicly and all that sort of thing. And I know, obviously, you're trying to get corroboration and that sort of thing and get down the four corners and nail it all down. But I'm inclined to think, I don't know what your views are, and maybe I'd be glad to know them, but if I were sitting in that spot, your spot, I would try to accelerate the thing if you know pretty well what the hell's going to happen, or do you agree with that? I don't know.
Well, I agree with it, but I don't agree with it as to whether that is practical.
I see.
We don't have control of the situation. That's our problem.
I see.
Every individual involved in this has a lawyer. Every one of them has to be scheduled.
I see.
Every one of them is reluctant. Every one of them has to be recalled.
Mm-hmm.
The grand jury transcript has to be reviewed each day in the light of what's gone before.
I get it.
And,
well, I just want to, I just threw that out, and I can see, I can see the practical problem.
Yes, sir.
So you can write it. The other thing is that the calling of Mitchell early, I think, was a good idea. Don't you think? Just to get it done with.
Well, I think so.
But now wait a minute. You haven't heard Magruder yet, have you?
Well, we've got his statement in extenso. You know?
No. But I mean, you haven't had it for the grand jury.
No. And,
so you're,
We're putting him on the lie detector now. You know.
Has he taken a lie detector?
Yesterday, and he's still on it.
Yeah. And you're going to have Strawn on it, too?
Yes, sir, after Magruder.
How about Dean?
We haven't decided on that yet because Dean is still in arm's length negotiation. You know, he hasn't really...
Oh, is that right?
He hasn't really decided to be a witness yet.
Hmm. And that brings you back to that critical problem, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
It occurs to me that one other point you've got in, Dean, is we want to be fair to individuals in all this case, is that I suppose that it would seem to me that you could distinguish that whatever he did as basically work product, you know, and so forth and so on, as counsel is one thing. What he did as an activist is something else again. I suppose that distinction is something you're bearing in mind, that he's bearing in mind. In other words, if Dean's conducting an investigation, I'm just trying to figure, I'm figuring now, but I'm just trying to think about his own vulnerability. Dean conducts an investigation. That's one thing. When he's involved as an activist, say in the cover-up process, that's something else again. But is there any distinction there that can be made? I haven't talked to Dean, so I'm just asking you.
It may be that there's certainly to the extent that he's involved as an activist, but.
If he has information, he has to give it.
That's the point. If it's information with respect to a violation of the law.
Right.
You know,
right.
Then.
Of course.
Then.
I'm frankly thinking. No, I'm not. I'm talking about different. I'm not talking about his testimony. I'm talking about his own legal liability. And there, his liability runs only to his activism, unless he was suppressing a violation of the law. Then he's guilty of that too. Suppressing information on the violation of law.
That's true, but that becomes a very refined doctrine, Mr. President.
Right, right.
You know a fact, which fact is the ultimate object of a conspiracy,
right. I get it.
And you perform act,
yeah.
which may be, in a sense, neutral in other circumstances, but
yeah.
can be construed as aiding and furthering it.
That's right. 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 Well, as I told you, as far as Dean is concerned, and this is true of any of these, there is absolutely no primary recruiter because I haven't seen him at all, but as far as any others, Haldeman or I'm sorry, there is no privilege whatever except for conversations with the president, which I
understand.
And anything national security. But that's the only thing. That otherwise, you just go right to the heart of this damn thing.
I was just up talking to Kleindienst. The Secretary of Commerce had approached him after your cabinet meeting this morning about Magruder's status.
Oh, yeah.
And Magruder had tendered his oral resignation
yeah.
to be accepted at the pleasure of the Secretary. And we left it on this basis, one, that he would request his formal resignation if for any reason he had a change of heart and was unwilling to submit it. Magruder was unwilling to submit it, that he would be placed in a suspension status immediately.
Oh, yeah. In other words, you asked, the Secretary of Commerce is going to request his resignation.
No, he offered his resignation.
I see.
What we think is the distinguishing factor.
I see.
But he offered it orally.
I see.
Now, we've suggested the Secretary tell him to put it in writing, and he's prepared to accept it. Now, if he has a change of heart, then we've told the Secretary to say, well, in view of what you've told me, I think you simply ought to go on a suspended
right.
status.
Yeah.
And we'll leave the resignation alone until...
Right. Well, now, as you understand, I have not done that with Dean, and I don't intend to.
I understand, but I think this is a different situation.
Yeah, I understand, because Magruder's talking.
That's right.
And Dean is not.
That's right.
I mean, Dean is still at an arm's length
That's right.
deal.
Yes, sir.
So, and frankly, that's only fair to him. I mean, I'm trying to be fair to all in this case.
Well,
I can't have one rule for Dean and another rule for Haldeman.
Well, that's right. I understand that. But all I'm pointing out is that I think the Magruder
right.
situation is different because,
Absolutely.
One, he went in to the Secretary and voluntarily offered to
right.
resign.
Exactly. Right. I think you're absolutely right on that. Absolutely right. Okay.
All right, Mr.
Well, I'll be in Florida within, about an hour, and if you have anything you think I have to know, let me know. But otherwise, don't bother me.
Very well.
And I hope they don't bother you. The grand jury's not in session tomorrow, is it?
No, sir.
And not Sunday. But Monday again.
Indeed so, yes.
I may stay down there Monday or Tuesday myself. Try to get a little sun.
I'll be cold.
But as I say, don't call me unless it's something you think I need to know.
Indeed
because,
so.
Because the main thing, you've just got to be free to conduct this investigation and there's no, of course, you must call me if there's lack of cooperation from anybody because that is another, in addition to into indictment as a reason for lack of cooperation, I, of course, will fire anybody.
All right.
So you're to tell me any place in the government, out.
All right, sir.
All right.
Very good.